Shalom Aleichem, B'yafav Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Mem Dalet, Shavuos 44b, pagination is 88. We'll start on the second half of the page with the new perek. Kol ha-nishboim shebetorah nishboim v'lo mishalmin. All people who are making oaths in the Torah regarding these financial issues of claims are going to make an oath in order not to pay. We have a concept of Shavuos HaShomrim, a person who was entrusted with an item as a guardian, and now the item disappeared. So he's going to make an oath that he was not negligent, and as a result of making that oath, he will not have to pay. We have the case of a Moda B'miktzas, a person who is being claimed of for a certain amount, and he admits part of it and denies the rest. The part that he denies, he's going to make an oath that he doesn't owe it, and he's not going to have to pay. That's the dynamic of the oath according to Torah. If you look at the facing page over here, about midway in Rashi, where you see Gimel Mem, the large Gemara section starting, so Rashi explains, Reisha Dekra, the pasuk that it's based on, is the pasuk Shavuos Hashem Tiyeh Bein Shneihem, the oath of Hashem shall be between them, V'lakach Ba'olav, and the owner shall take it, which means Es HaShavua, the oath, V'lo Yishalem, and the person will be absolved of paying Hanitva Shov Klum, he's not going to have to pay anything anymore. In other words, what the person making the claim gets is an oath. That's what he can receive. He can receive the affirmation of the other litigant that there is no more money owed, but he's not going to get a payment. And that's the exchange concept. We're going to give you an oath, and the payment will not be made. The purpose of our Mishnah is to tell you the exceptions. Ve'elu nishba'im v'notlin, back in the Mishnah, second line, and these are the people who will make an oath in order to get something. And the list here is hasachir, a worker who is claiming wages from the homeowner, v'hanigzal, a person who was stolen from and is claiming from the thief, v'hanechbal, a person who was damaged and is claiming from the person who damaged him. V'shekenegdo choshed ala shavua. And if the person who would be responsible to make the oath is not believed to make an oath because of some prior problem, he's a thief or whatever, the current claim has nothing to do with that theft, but he's not trusted, and therefore we could flip the oath on the other person, and that other person is not going to be the dynamic of oath to acquit, but rather it's going to be an oath in order to get paid. V'chenvani al Picasso, and the fifth is a storekeeper regarding his ledger, and if the ledger is indeed very reliable and intact, then Chazal placed a certain amount of trust on that ledger more than everybody else's opinion and memory and whatever, and the storekeeper can base himself on his ledger in order to get paid with an oath to take. So we'll just touch on the first one right now. Hasachir, the worker. Ketzad, how does this work? Omar lo, he says to the homeowner, ten li schari, pay me my wages, sheyesh li biyadcha, that you're holding. It's time to pay up. Hu omer, he says, nasati, I already gave it to you. Vahala omer lo natalti, and the other one says, I never received it. So, hu nishba v'notel, there's such a thing that the worker can make an oath in order to get his wages. And the basic concept, although it is sophisticated and has different conditions associated with it, but the basic concept can be found on the facing page, one line up, Balabayis Torid Befoalovhu. We are concerned that the homeowner, Balabayis, we're translating literally homeowner, but typically he was the boss, the person who's got a lot of people working for him. And we're worried that he is distracted between all the things that are going on, as opposed to the worker who remembers quite well whether he was paid or not, because this is it. This is his wage for the day. This is what he's counting on. His whole focus is on this payment. So we trust the worker more than we trust the Balabayas's memory between all the people that he's paying. Maybe he overlooked something, and there is such a concept that will flip the oath and have the Sacher make an oath in order to take, even though normally the oath would be a denial by the Balabayas making the oath and not have to pay. Now, as I mentioned, there are conditions. One condition is that it has to be a current claim. It has to be literally he finished working, he made the claim, the Balabayas denies it, and they take him to Bezdin. If it's an old claim, this is going to be handled differently. Typically, the Balabayas is being accused of owing money, and he'll only have to make a Shavuos Hesis, a much lighter type of oath of denial. Also, it has to be a case where there are Edei Schirus, witnesses that the transaction of hiring the worker actually took place. That the only thing that we're dealing with is whether he got paid. But the fact that the construct exists in this relationship, that he was hired, indeed exists. And that's also going to be required in order for the Sacher to have this accommodation, that he can make an oath and get paid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda has a dissenting opinion over here, although he does agree that you could flip an oath from one person to the other under certain circumstances which Chazal legislated, but he said, Achetehesha miktas hoda'a, there has to be a moda b'miktas on behalf of the Balabayas, the homeowner. He has to have entered into the oath of the Torah, which is that he admits part of the claim. And he's only denying the other part. Ketzad, what's the case? Amar lo, he said to him, Ten li sechari chamishim dinar. Give me the wages, which are 50 dinar. We're talking about of kesef, silver dinarim. Sheyesh li biyadcha, v'hu omer, and he says, his kabalta dinar zov, I already paid you up one gold dinar. Now, what indeed is the relationship between one gold dinar and 50 silver dinar? So Tosfos tells us that there are 25 silver dinar in a golden dinar. And Tosfos points out that silver to gold wouldn't be such a heavy ratio, that silver should be worth 25 times less than gold. That's not the case. The case that we're discussing is based on the fact that a dinar zav of Mishel Kesef, they minted their golden dinar thicker than the silver dinarim. So the silver dinarim were like small change compared to the dinar zav, which was an object. So the claim was for 50 dinarim, and in effect, the homeowner is claiming that he paid up half. He paid up one dinar zahav, whereas 50 dinar kesef would have required him to pay up two dinar zahav. And therefore, having paid back half, he's a moda b'miktsas, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that that is the case where Chazal flipped the oath and allowed the worker to make the oath and take, even though, as we mentioned, generally, oaths are that of denial in order to absolve the person of paying. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.